A Western Massachusetts institution marks a milestone this year. The Zoo and Forest Park in Springfield is observing its 125th anniversary. The zoo, which has rebounded after a couple of rough years financially, is planning special events and will debut three new exhibits. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Forest Park Zoo Executive Director Sarah Titzo.
Keeping in mind that there's been many locations and iterations and management here at the zoo in those 125 years, but it is 125 years of involvement in the community and a place where people come to learn about nature and spend some time with animals.
You mentioned some of the past history of the zoo. How long has it been in its current location in Forest Park?
It's been in Forest Park for a long time, but it's moved around the park over the years. So, you know, at one point it was up front on the Trafton Road side, and there were exhibits all along the way, along beside the ball fields, up into the current location. So it's moved around the park often over certainly the last 50 years.
So what's planned for the 125th year?
We have a number of events we'll be doing this year. We have, of course, our wine safari, which has been wildly popular in the past. We will do that again this year.
Explain what that is.
So wine safari is a really interesting take on a wine tasting. We take wines from all over the world, and we pair those wines with a zoo animal that is indigenous to that particular region. So we have animals that we bring in from New Zealand, from Argentina, from the United States, from France, Italy, Spain, all over the world, and we have pairings with those animals so our guests can get up close and personal with some of our zoo animals.
What else is going on?
We're going to do our third annual Brew at the Zoo this summer. We are adding a homebrew competition component to Brew at the Zoo this year, which will make it an even more fun and interactive event. Last year, that event brought over 400 people here to the zoo to taste beers from lots of wonderful local breweries. And we're going to host a very special 125th anniversary dinner in the fall. We're not releasing too many details. It's going to be a very small affair, very exclusive here at the zoo for people who really want to celebrate the 125 years that we have experienced.
Now, when will you be opening for the new opening to the public for the new season?
We anticipate opening the weekend of March 30th. However, this is New England, and we just never know what March is going to look like. So that may be delayed depending on whether we did have snow the first week of April this past year. So we're hopeful that March 30th, which is a Saturday, will be our opening day. And while we won't have all of the new things yet, we are anticipating three new exhibits during the course of our 2019 season in honor of our 125th anniversary.
And can you tell us what those exhibits are?
I can tell you the first one is already installed. We did put it in this winter, and it is two very beautiful bald eagles that were rescued from a sanctuary up in Alaska. That is the first one that we will be unveiling this spring. The other two are surprises. We're not letting the cat out of the bag on that one yet, and it's not cats.
Okay. Talk a little bit about the animals that are there now. Many of them are, as you noted with the eagles, many of them are rescues, correct?
That's true. We've really changed our focus over the past two or three years, moving away from that traditional zoo model and focusing our efforts on education, conservation, and rehabilitation, meaning at this point, our collection, about 85% of them, and that number is climbing, are here because they are non-releasable for one reason or another. Maybe it's age, it could be an injury, it could be some deformity they were born with. Some of them just had been imprinted on humans and wouldn't survive in the wild and would become a danger to themselves and others just because of their past interactions with humans. For example, we've had several animals that were people's pets. So we have a bobcat that was once someone's pet. We have a raccoon that was once someone's pet. And these are animals that had never lived in the wild and would not be able to function on their own.
How's the zoo doing? I know there's been struggles in the not too distant past. Is that behind you now?
I think that the worst of it is definitely behind us. We are growing. Our attendance numbers were up in 2018 with some of our new exhibits and a lot of our outreach in the community. So we definitely saw some boosts in 2018. We were also fortunate to re-enter into the state budget. For many, many years, the zoo received an allocation, although small, from the state budget, and then we lost that around 2013, 2014, and we're very fortunate to have the support of all of our local legislators in the current state fiscal year budget, where we received a $75,000 allocation. So between grants and the increased numbers of attendance, our donors have stepped up in big, big ways over the last 12 to 18 months in support of the zoo. We're turning the corner is absolutely how we think internally.
Anything else you'd like folks to know?
With 125 years under our belt, so many people in our community have memories of their time here at the zoo. And as we move through this year, we will be doing outreach efforts to try and collect some of those memories. Maybe you have old photos. Maybe you have old newspaper clippings, something that sparks a wonderful memory in your mind from your childhood days or when your children were little that you may want to share with us. And so be on the lookout for opportunities we will have over the next 12 months for people to get involved and share those memories with us.